وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، حفظك الله تعالى. No comparison, my dear brother, no comparison between them. Means joining the first congregation, the first jama'ah, in the last tashahud, in the last sitting for the tashahud, is obligate on you if you are able, and more rewardable than joining the second congregation from the beginning, even if the second congregation will start immediately after the first one. If you ask why it's like that, the answer is, in a summary and in an easy way, because all the evidence in the Kitab and in the Sunnah speaking about the first congregation, speaking about the reward that be mentioned in the evidence, the obligation that and the orders that be mentioned in the evidence, Hadith Abu Hurairah, Hadith Abu Sa'id, Hadith Ibn Umar, Hadith, all these kind of narrations, even the ayah in the Quran, في قول الله جل وعلا في سورة الجمعة مثلا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع فإذا قضيت الصلاة. Until all the ayah, this is all about the first congregation and other ayat. You understand? So all the reward and all the praising and all the issues is about the first congregation. Not just that, for some ulama, they believe the second congregation not be mentioned in evidence at all, not as a reward for it or not just being made. They say no, that's why they hold the opinion of second congregation not exist in Islam. It's just kind of innovation for some people, which is the wrong opinion, because being mentioned by Hadith Abi Sa'id according to the correct opinion, when a man entered the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he didn't pray at that moment in Salat al-Fajr. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to the companions, who gonna give sadaqah to this man? So a man stand and he lead the prayer with that man, and they pray together. So this will count as a congregation after the main congregation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But an evidence that mentioned the reward of it and the rules of it, and it's obligate for you to join it even if you miss the first congregation, this does not exist. So if it's like that, means the first congregation, the congregation of the imam and the congregation of the Muslimin with the imam, is the target of the sharia. That's why we mentioned clearly and obviously by this way. So how we can compare something that not been mentioned clearly with lots of evidence like this with something that it's been mentioned by this way? That's why we said no comparison between them. Wafaqatullah. That's why the first congregation is obligate on you to attend if you are able. But the second congregation, no, it's optional. If you would like to pray with other Muslims and to join them, and may Allah reward you for that attention, yes, but anyway, you miss the congregation. You miss that reward, the great reward of praying in the beginning of the time with the imam, with the Muslimin in the main congregation as a whole. You miss it, even if you prayed in other congregations after the main congregation. It's not the same. وفقنا الله إياك.